Hello everyone, once again very welcome to Thy Lab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 3, Episode 16, 21-6-21. This time, let me bring to you a report on anti-cancer drug discovery, and this is from Thy Lab AIST and IIT Delhi teams. I'm sure you remember that cancer is a complex disease. It is regulated by expression of oncoproteins and tumor suppressor proteins. And you can well imagine that oncoproteins get activated and tumor suppressor proteins get deactivated in cancer cells. Well, I hope you also remember that P53 is a tumor suppressor protein. It has an essential role in suppressing the carcinogenesis process by inducing cell cycle arrest, apoptosis, or senescence. Morlin is a member of HSP70 family of proteins. It binds to P53, causing its sequestration in cell cytoplasm in cancer cells. Hence, P53 cannot translocate to the nucleus to execute its canonical tumor suppressor function as a transcriptional factor. Well, abrogation of Morlin P53 interaction and subsequent reactivation of P53's tumor suppressor function has been anticipated as a possible approach in developing a novel cancer therapeutic drug candidate. In this report, Thy Lab team screened a chemical library in a high-content screening system to identify potential Morlin P53 interaction disruptors. By four rounds of screening of visual assays for Morlin and P53, they identify a novel synthetic small molecule, triazole, derivative that is called motaparib in earlier report and was covered as a radio episode as series 2, episode 14, last year, 25-21. Well, in this report, they report the second triazole derivative and call it as motaparib plus. For the reasons I'm going to describe to you very soon here, they tested activity of motaparib plus by multiple bioinformatics and experimental assays in colorectal cancer cells possessing either wild type or mutant P53. Motaparib plus was found capable to competitively prevent the interaction of Morlin with P53. Indeed, immunoprecipitation assays demonstrated the abrogation of Morlin P53 complex and reactivation of P53, causing growth arrest and apoptosis in cancer cells. Motaparib-treated cells showed increase in P21, BAX, and PUMA proteins and were assigned for growth arrest and apoptosis functions. Besides these functions that were also common with motaparib, motaparib plus induced cytotoxicity to cancer cells was mediated by multiple mechanisms that included inhibition of PARP1, upregulation of P73 and downregulation of Morlin and CAF proteins that play critical roles in carcinogenesis and DNA damage processes. Motaparib plus is a novel multimodal candidate anti-cancer drug and hence warrants further experimental and clinical attention. For details, please see the full research article published in Cancers, Volume 13, 2021. Thank you for listening. Please stay connected and please stay safe.